Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Allison Brown and Janice Comer with the Indianola Public Library about the summer reading program. Indianola Public Library summer reading program is here. What should people know about it, and how are we going spending the next couple of months reading?
Well, we are spending the next couple of months reading, and we are just going to rail through June with programs and the reading challenge. We've got programs and challenges for all ages, from zero to however old you would like to admit you are. We have challenges for kids, and they can win prizes almost weekly. As much as they can read, they can win prizes. We have challenges for teens and tweens, where they can earn scratch tickets and they will either win prizes or they will enter to win the bigger prizes. And then we have adult prizes as well, some really cool gift baskets that they can register to win with their raffle tickets.
Well, I'm assuming there's a 29-year-old division, because, I mean, no one's over 30.
Exactly. That's
absolutely
right. Everybody right. Caps out right there.
Oh, is that what I'm supposed to say?
All right. What is the theme this year? I know a lot of these have themes going in and out every year. And what is this year's theme that people should know?
This year's theme is a universe of stories. So you're going to see a lot of space-themed things, a lot of programs with astronauts and spaceships.
and aliens.
Yeah. So it is the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. And so that's why libraries across the country are doing this theme specifically. So yeah, you'll find a lot of science-y type elements to programs, a lot of STEM work, a lot of, you know, building things, really hands-on programs, and lots of parts of programs to get people moving as well.
Awesome. That's good to hear as well. We'll talk a little bit about some of the specific programs that maybe people can enjoy coming up this summer.
Yeah, we have, starting next week, our regular programs. Some of the really fun stuff is actually for families. We have our Tuesday evening programs, and then every week after that in June and then into the first week of July, we will have another program at 6:30 for families. A lot of fun stuff. Bingo, an interactive Toy Story movie. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. A water fight. We're going to do a water fight out on the lawn. And then we cap off our family programs with a s'mores program. So we build some campfires out on the lawn and roast marshmallows and just have a good time.
Sounds like an excuse just to eat s'mores.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I never really need an excuse.
How can people join if maybe they haven't joined yet, and how can parents get their kids out and spending some time at the library?
Sure. Well, just stop on by. Programs you don't have to register for the kids. You can, all of that stuff, you just show up. There are a couple of programs for the adults that we would like registration for, and that's just for the craft programs, and that's just, you know, to know what supplies to get. And then the other one is the murder mystery. We need to know who is going to be a murder suspect and who is just going to be an investigator. But everything else, you can just pop on by the library. The schedule is on Facebook and our website. We also have brochures that you can pick up in the library when you stop by. And you can, when you stop by to get those brochures, you can sign up to do the reading challenge that Janice was talking about earlier to get you all those fun prizes.
Awesome. Well, I'll ask you a bit more difficult of a question. Why is this so important? Why is it so important to get the kids reading and learning, especially when they're not in school?
It's essential, especially when they're not in school, because there is such a thing as a summer slide. If kids don't read, they just don't advance in their reading. And if they just take the summer off and don't think, then it just gets harder and harder when they do get back to school. It's tough for the teachers. It's tough for the kids. It's a big adjustment. And if they keep reading and keep thinking and keep doing all summer, then it really battles that summer slide. And it's our job to help.
All right. That sounds great. One final time, what should people know about the summer reading program and how to join and what to do?
Sure. So it goes through all of June and all of July. Stop on by the library and we'll get you set up for all the reading challenges and get you all the information you need for all the programs. Once again, they're on Facebook and on our website. We post about fun things going on all the time, so follow us on Facebook.
Thanks to Allison Brown and Janice Comer for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.